This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
An idol is anything in your life that takes the place of the living God, and all I'm telling you is what Jonah's word from the Lord was. You cling to a worthless idol, it blocks the grace of God in your life. It blocks the love of God, because you know why? When God looks at you, all he sees is your idol. When you have an idol in your life, that's what God sees when he looks at you and he looks at me. What is the idol in your life, perhaps? You can worship a car, you can worship a house, you can worship a career, you can worship your resume, you can worship your education, you can worship your skill set, whatever the titles of the things you want to give. We can worship a lot of things other than the true God. And Jonah got a message from the Lord: those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace of God or the love of God that could be theirs. Let's read the next verse. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I'll make good on. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. Where did Jonah get that phrase, salvation comes from the Lord? Can I tell you, or may I tell you where I think he got it from? Psalms. He would have been familiar with Psalm 3 and Psalm 37 that says, salvation comes from the Lord. Some commentators said that's the most important statement in all of the Old Testament, and I believe it's true. It's probably one of the most important in the whole Bible. Do you know what that means? If there's any hope in your life for anything good or positive, it comes from the Lord. If there's any hope for your marriage, it comes from the Lord. If there's any hope with the health situation you're struggling with, it comes from the Lord. If there's any hope for anything in your life, financially, career-wise, educationally, it comes from the Lord. And a man or woman who says salvation comes from the Lord is not just saying something that's religious. They're making an affirmation in their spirit of what really matters. It's a Kodak moment when a man or a woman or a young person can say salvation comes from the Lord. All my hope is in him. You know why? Because most of us are thinking, my hope's in my next check. My hope is in that house we're hoping to get. My hope is in that car. We just can't wait to drive that car. That's where my hope is, or get that vacation spot, or whatever the case may be. You can fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. And the Lord wants me, and he wants you to come to the place where we can truly say this and mean it. Salvation comes from the Lord. Might be interesting practice this week for you and for me to say it a few times. I'm not saying you have to use it like a mantra, but a few times this week, salvation comes from the Lord. Go to work. On your way home, salvation comes from the Lord. Go to the doctor, salvation comes from the Lord. Go to school, salvation comes from the Lord. And make that not just an affirmation of feeling better about yourself, but an affirmation of the ultimate truth of life. Salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Let's read the next verse. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God is the God of the second chance. Jonah said no the first time, and it says the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. And you know what's interesting to me? I find this intriguing. God doesn't change the request or the demand. You ever been frustrated with a son or daughter and you said, okay, if you won't clean your room, will you at least make your bed? You know, at least do that. Well, if you won't clean the garage, at least clear one side. Just clear half of it. And we make deals with people. God doesn't say, okay, Jonah, I know you were ticked. You were upset by my request, so we'll modify it. He says, no, Jonah, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to Nineveh and give the message that I'll tell you to give. Well, you're listening to the fourth message from the book of Jonah. It concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.